Support for today's broadcast comes from Common Ground Food Co-op in Lincoln Square Mall. Community-owned since 1974, Common Ground is a full-service grocer featuring locally grown and organic foods, as well as homemade healthy deli meals. More information is available at 352-3347 or at the co-op.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, the SAP is running in East Central Illinois. Lisa Brotz says that can mean only one thing, SAP boil party, in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
I first talked about my neighborhood's maple sugaring effort, the Prairie Sugar Collective, a few weeks ago. The group, whose core is made up of several people in or near our neighborhood in Urbana, but includes participants from Champaign, Urbana, Mahomet, and places even further afield, had just gotten off the ground with plans to tap area maple trees. With permission, of course. Then the plan was to boil down the sap into maple syrup for sharing over pancakes and waffles sometime this spring. Syrup, like spring, can be long and a little difficult in coming. When we last left the Prairie Sugar Collective, they were waiting for the sap to run. Tappable trees had been located in Champaign and Vermilion counties, but the weather had to be just right to tap them. Sap runs when the days warm above freezing, but the nights cool down to below freezing. It's not a very wide window. If the weather gets too warm, the sap stops tasting good, and if the weather gets too cold, the sap won't run. But the weather cooperated for a couple of weeks, and one chilly but perfect for the task at hand Saturday, there was finally enough collected sap to hold the very first Prairie Sugar Collective sap boil. The mood was festive. Fourth grader Erica Baker delivered a pan of brownies to hungry participants. Her father, Yash Baker, stoked the fire.
This is the very first boil down of sap. We had a 8-hour burn yesterday with just straight water, testing the equipment, checking for leaks. And everything checked out, so we went ahead and did a test burn today with the actual sap.
About 15 people had been there in shifts throughout the day. They performed tasks like collecting wood, stoking the fire, and taking the sap's temperature as it boiled. The fire has to stay tended for hours and hours, or the water won't evaporate out of the sap. Water has to boil steadily out of the sap in order to become syrup. It's a process of reduction in cooking, just writ very large. So, like a busy restaurant kitchen needs a chef to oversee operations, a sap boil needs a boil chief to do the same. And that night's boil chief was Kent Ferguson. This was his first time making syrup, much less managing a boil.
So this is just steam, right?
This is just steam coming off the pans. There is no visible smoke. It is a clean burn coming out of the top of the chimney. Just stoked it up. We got another 15 minutes. We got to pop it back open, check it again.
For how long?
We probably got another 2-3 hours.
The evaporator is a beautiful piece of stainless steel machinery, and Kent was learning on the job, and with lots of advice and assistance from others, how the boil was supposed to go.
One of the things I learned is as the sugar concentrates, you add water at the beginning, and as it works its way around, it pushes the concentrate forward. So it doesn't really mix. It stays separate and pushes it forward. And that's why now in our front pan, we have what's starting to look like what it looks like when candies, you're making candy, you know, how the bubbles start to hold, and it has almost an oily look to it. And back behind here, where it's water, it's boiling like water. It looks just like water. There's parts of it that we're not so involved in, the tapping and the bottling afterward. We're trying not to mess this up.
The syrup from that night, I'm not sure of the yield, but it can't have been more than a gallon, has been bottled or canned by other group members for use later this spring. The bottling and canning, just like the boiling, are task-driven affairs that are also very much social events. These events have been a chance for people to catch up with each other after the long winter. Spring is coming. The Cardinals are working their spring repertoire. The snow's gone. The ground is softening up. And the sap is mostly done running. There have been some difficulties, of course. We're dealing with nature, which can be capricious. And we're all just people with different ideas about how things should go and what should be accomplished. The learning curve has been steep sometimes. But in the end, the syrup is the thing. There's something mysteriously cool about the work and the discipline that has to go into it to make syrup happen. But what's most powerful to me is the alchemy of it, the transformation of what looks like water from maple trees into something we all love, something sweet.
Lisa Brotz's stories can also be heard on our website, willag.org. Click on the In My Backyard link in the right navigation window. And you can also read her occasional blogs at majorprogression.wordpress.com. If you have an idea for In My Backyard, email us at willagstaff@illinois.edu. That's willagstaff@illinois.edu.